Okay. Later. Fine. Okay. Yeah, good morning. I'm just filling in today. Shinan Zion. Din of a Chotzer. And the sewage line. What to do with sewage on Shabbos or whatever. Chotzer Shepechusa Midal Amos Adal Amos. The Chotzer, which is less than Dalad al Dalad, she is Samucha Lushus Arabim, and it's next to Lushus Arabim. Ain Sheifchin Nesaycha Mayim B'Shabbos. You cannot spill your dirty water into that Chotzer on Shabbos V'Masachama. During the summer, Kivin She'ain Ba Dalad Amos, Ain Sasayim Mayim She'adam Ofil Yishtamish B'chol Yom, Roy Levaliba. So issues like this. The problem is there's a din that if you go ahead and I spill water on the floor, obviously if I roll a ball, in my chutzner and it goes and with kavanah to get it out to Rishus Harabim, it's poshut your person's chayiv. That's chutzah. If I roll a ball and that was that kavanah, and it also goes out to Rishus Rabbi, and it's also Aser. The question is over here, it's what's called Koichor. Koichor is not when you, like you said, if you roll something into Rishus Rabbi, that's more than Koichor. But Koichor in general throughout Shas, whatever, Koichor is not his direct, for example, like shooting an arrow is not Koichor, that's in like Kilo taking a weapon in his hand and attacking someone. But going ahead and but doing something which is slight byproduct of his force is considered koichoi. So therefore, by pouring water on the floor, because you're trying to dump it over here straight on the floor, and then it washes out to Rishus Harabim, it's called koichoi, which is also usher. Now the thing is that. Chaim said that people used to have a small chotzer where they used to pour, or in the chotzer itself, they used to pour their dirty dishwater, bathwater, things like that, and it would get, and it would soak up in the ground, it gets soaked up in the ground. Now what they said is that if it's dal amos or dal amos, so then there's makom for a person to go ahead and to pour, sa'atayim mayim, which is what the Chachamim were Meshayer, how much a person uses during the day for taking a bath or for these types of things. So Sai Mayim is about 16.5 liters, which is probably around 16 quarts, something like that, of water, and it can get absorbed in Dal Amos of ground. So therefore, we're choshish. If you go ahead and it's not going to be enough to absorb, you're going to pour it in. You know it's not going to absorb. It's going to spill out to Rishus Harabim. So it's a problem. Lekach tzarech lasos guma. You have to make a hole. Shtehei chalala bechzekes asayim. You have to dig a hole in this spilling area that it holds asayim mayim, which like I said is about 16.5 liters. The Rambam gives you how deep to dig it. Whether you make this hole inside the chotzer or b'chotzer, just outside the chotzer in Rishus Harabim. If you do it outside your property, and you have to cover it with small beams of wood. It has to be a makom p'tur. You're allowed to be motzi stuff into a makom p'tur if you don't have kavana for it to go into Rishus Harabim. So it has makom p'tur. The pshat is that the people of Rishus Harabim has to be raised from the ground. People aren't going to just walk right over it, and so that would be called a makom p'tur. Yiplo by miyadol a makom p'tur kimin shiyasa guma. Since you make a hole in the ground, yachol lishpach makom mashiyir, so you can pour whatever you want in it, even more than sasayim. V'im enem achzekes sasayim. Then already anything that spills out is a davar she'enem miskaven. And it's not even a psikresha because it should be get absorbed. If it doesn't hold to sasayim, you can't pour anything into klal. If there's arba, afilu hu arich v'katein. It doesn't have to be a square. It could be long, or it could be rectangular, whatever it is. O b'imos shamim, or if it's in the winter, mechotzer kol shehu motor. And if it's in the winter when everything's wet anyway, so therefore you're gonna pour it there. You don't care if it's in your chotzer. You can pour whatever you want. Mechatzer, the achsadra, chatzer and an achsadra. Pirish by sheisha gimel defanois. Achsadra is a structure that has three walls. V'dovin dalish ma'amidim bo delis ena mikofefes kol ikur. There's no door jam or anything like that. Ela berachvo shal bayis kulo. It's completely open. Sometimes they put some sort of, like, you know, a little bit of a barrier, a small ama. Achsadra would be something dumb, as like a garage or something like that. Which, okay, now we have garage doors, but let's say a garage without a door, that they used to do stuff there, or shed, some sort of shed, whatever, something like that. She'ein be'echa mehem levad al ama. So they have a chotzer. If you have a chotzer here and a chsadra in front of the chotzer, and the chotzer is less than dal amos, it's two amos and the chsadra is two amos, and the chsadra is sticking out from the chotzer. So then mitzarfim to the dal amos, it's called mitzarfim the dal amos lahatir lishpoich behem. So you can spill water in the chotzer. Or the chsadra, if you want. Hagav hu adin shtei dutos shelifnei shtei aliyos. So too, if you have two posts or two like a landing or something before like an upper floor. V'aleim aziva shiroy amayin livlo behem. You have a absorbent roof, some sort of absorbent material on the roof or the tar or some sort of which absorbs. Naim livlo behem im heim. Smuchos zulzu mitstarfos. Then the mitstarif to you have two ziutos, two sections, and they're say two amos by two amos, and they're mitstarif. And the Ramah holds that there has to be that they are absorbent. And then even if you pour from the aliyah, you're on the second floor, and you pour onto that roof, it's okay. Bedra Ramun bechotzer smuchos v'shusarabim. This is only talking about a chotzer which is next to v'shusarabim. Although im smuchos l'karmelis, but if it's next to a karmelis. Afila hiktana harbe ena tzvicha guma afila masachama. If it's right next to a carmelis, you don't have to worry about spilling out. Hu adin a chatzur she'ena murevis, meaning you're not in a just to be shusar rabim amish, which I'm sure we got into exactly what's a shusar rabim. But nowadays the streets aren't carmelis, not carmelis. It's not the makom to get into it, but al kopanim. And then you're allowed to the relaxed on the gzera. Beis bib shebechuse the bib is a sewer line. It used to be a half pipe. It used to be not a full pipe. Shebechuse dal amos b'meshech rishus harabim. It's covered dal amos and it flows through rishus harabim. Yesh bo dal al dalid and it has enough that it's at least also dal amos. Why mutar lishpach afilo at least dal amos, meaning the area is at least dal al dalid. Mutar lishpach afilo al pi abib, you can pour straight onto the mouth of the pipeline. Afilo b'yemel sachama avish shamayim yoytzi miyad miyado lachos, even though it goes, let's say the openings in your chotzer, even though it goes straight out, bilvad shelo yehi silon shel eitz she'ena mayim ruyim levlo, as long as it's not a wooden pipe so that the water won't get absorbed. But if it's like a what they explain is like a cobblestone, like we have here in Beit Shemesh, at least there's bricks on the floor and there's sand in between, and that since there's dirt, it's packed in with rounds with dirt, it's really the floor, the water will sink in between the stones. So if you made some sort of brick some sort of structure like that, the floor has sand in between, so that's okay. Vishari, Velarampa, Mafila Haya, Orech Habib, or Tzinu Mea Ama, even if the thing goes for Mea Ama, it goes far away. La Yishpach Alpiv V'Yimosachama, you can still cannot spill in on Yimosachama in the summer. El Shofik Chutz Labiv, you can pour it outside the Biv. V'Heim Yordin Labiv, and they will go down into the pipeline. Ve'Dvarim Amurim K'Shamayim Yoytzim Rishus Arabim. That's when the water goes out to Rishus Arabim. V'Im Haya Yoytzim the Carmelis. But if the pipeline, the sewage line goes to the Carmelis, Mutar Lishpach Al Pi Habib, you can pour it straight into the Biv, even according to the Rambam. Afilu B'Masachama, even according to the Rambam. And that's okay, Aga. Some say that there is no difference. So some say there is no difference. The Dafka Carmelis, she took Ha'ir, the Mechlaf Rishus Rabim, the Atzma. The Dafka Carmelis we're talking about over here, the Zochilik, is where it's in, we're talking about where the Rechovos, a Carmelis, a side street, or whatever it is, in Rishus Rabim, Afilu, Bizvan Hazeh, the less Lam Rishus Rabim, even in Zvan Hazeh, we don't, about Carmelis, but we're talking about the forest or something like that. A chaser she'enimur revitz. It's just a chaser that's not, that he didn't make an eruv with Shari. It's pasha. Shari, the only time Rabbi Machmir is as a Carmelis, like I said, a side street, so that, you know, that, an alley, whatever it is, there, because Daimon to Rishus Rabbi, you might come to, we know that that's where the Gzeira is, but however, Chatzur Shein Merebis, or like a forest or something, is Mutter. V'ir Hamu Kefes Chayma, lo, v'lo ir Vuba, ir a city which is wall, a wall, was surrounded by a wall, and they didn't do an Erev, Chatzur Shein Merebis Domi, it's also Chatzur Shein Merebis. V'im Hatsino Lamala Me'asara, if the pipe is built above 10 tfachim, then it's a derech machum p'tur, the carmelis yishah hokel, according to the shita, v'chein iker, so too, the Aruch Shulchan already talks about sewage lines, pipelines, in his time, and he says the fact that they're under the, first of all, the dal al dalit, and they're under the ground, it's definitely considered a makom p'tur, and the fact that they go out of the city and they go to, you know, the sewers or whatever, he said that's pashut, that there's nothing to be chushish for, and therefore that would be a mutter. Okay.
So that is biv that we're talking about, really, that the biv is just karka or stone.
Or it's or heret, whatever,
because,
yeah.
Because if it's a pipe, then it's like eggs, no?
Right. It's right. It has to be that it's either it's just like a trough or right. So it talks about ceiling shell. It's a different, yeah. There's different types. I don't know if they do. Yeah, I don't know exactly how generally it was constructed, but right. If it's made, it was not.
It's absorbable.
Right. If it's plastic. Again, nowadays, but let me say your person's up in a campground somewhere, I don't know, and does something like this, you know, whatever, I don't know. So then, if it's plastic, also, it'll be a problem, something absorbent. Shinun Ches, again, the starting the din of Bekofus Ladira, which is the din of called Karpath. Let's see, Kol Shilo Hukaf Ladira, anything which is not hook off the deer. Anything which Ginas the Pardes is working there. We're talking anything, any structure or area which is they built. Like, we're going to see in Sif Beis, the Bay of Bekitzer is that they built a wall to protect this area, and then they built a house there. So that's called not hook off the deer. You didn't put a wall there for a deer. You put it there to be shomer Ginas Pardesim, or we're going to name she'enim lishmar b'seichan. That they have a garden or a paradise, whatever it is, and the only people living there would be guards to watch what's going on over there. That's not called asu chacharim l'talta b'seicha yosef dal amos. Even though it's mukaf, even though it is there's a wall around it, it's still aser to b'talta b'seicha dal amos if it's bigger than when Sa'asayim, which I'll give you the share, the Sa'asayim is according to Chaim Noah, is 30, it's about approximately 34 by 34 meters. So if it's larger than that, then it turns into, there's an issur. Even if it's inside an Eruv, even whatever, you can't be metaltal in it. If you have a wall there and you're staying there, you can't, it's like a carvelis. If it's Sasayim or less, like I said, it's 34 by 34 meters. So then that's you're allowed to go ahead and carry inside, doesn't make a difference. Bain Shuhu Maruba, Bain Shuhu Ogle, whether it's a square, whether it's a circle. Oh, arich or katin, or you know, it doesn't make a difference if it's long or whatever, or short, wide. However, even if it's less than sa'asayim, it has to be that even if it's a rectangular, that the length is not double, more than double the width. Rachbo ama achas, even more ama. Hukaf ledira. However, if it's hukaf ledira, like regular houses with walls, whatever, even if you go ahead and this property is let's say is kama milin, you have a farm, I don't know, whatever, house in Beverly Hills, I don't know, whatever it is. Yeah, okay, yeah, we're getting to a city, right. I'm saying that in a simple case, or obviously a city, and you want to go ahead and they talk about a city that we'll see in a second, the Ramah talks about a city, then that would be, that's mutter than to carry inside. Hagavar ayin lekaman sim taf alef din stam ayaros, and over there it said stam ayaros, a city is generally hukaf ledira. They didn't put a wall up and then decide, you know, as a build houses. However, a fort, even inside the fort, let's say you're in Texas and you want to go into the Alamo or something like that, so that would be allowed to be considered hukaf ledira. There are forts in it. So also, even if people are living there kavua, it's not, that's not called hukaf ledira. And therefore, we also letaltel if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim. Ve'ish omrim, the stam karpifois shelanu mikre mukafos ledira. Some say that our karpifois are mukafos ledira. The regilin liftoach pesach tchila. The general way people make it is that they open a pesach first. They create a door first. V'achrach hukaf. Then they put a wall. The door is, the point is, it's not like to protect anything. Because if I need to protect, you put a wall around, and there's no real like proper entrance way because you don't want people walking in. However, you know, I'm sure there's a, but however, if it's a nice door set up that people can go in and out on a consistent basis, so then that would be okay. The kol karpav shu samach lebeso, and some say that any karpav which is close to his house, mikri hukaf ledira, if it's attached to his house, if he has a big yard or something like that, then that's considered hukaf ledira. He died to Eluya because when he built the house, when he built the thing, however, so the order of how he built it doesn't make a difference. And some say also, even in cities and things or whatever, you know, even if they went ahead and they decided to build a building and put a wall first and then put up the building or put up the house, whatever it is, then that wasn't the plan, so that's okay. Yesh cholkim b'zeh, and some are cholk on the shita, so therefore, this din of the karpav being next to the house is enough. Shabura says that skima achronim halacha kedeyazu, that really it has to be that it was opened up before. But the poskim do say it doesn't make a difference. The way you built it doesn't make such a difference if it was in the plans. The question is, if a person went ahead, the case over here is that you had a park where you had some sort of, you know, area, like some sort of large yard or large, I don't know, pond, whatever it is. And then you person built a house next to it. So the fact that you built a house next to it doesn't mean it's hukaf ladira, and that's nishchokim, and that's how we generally paskim. The chazanish is an interesting chumrah, which any of the, you know, the people making the Erevin wanna, are machbir on, if they're machbir on the chumras of the chazanish, that the chazanish holds that if you have a karpaf in the middle of your Erev, which is not hukaf ladira, then it kills the whole Erev. You know, if it's attached to the rest of the, or it's the hukuf at all, whatever, if it's attached to the rest of the Erev, then, you know, then construction site, you have things like that, then it ruins the whole Erev. So therefore, people who are, you know, they have to, like, separate it. People who try to make a super, you know, the chumras of the chazanish, they have to separate it from the rest of the area for it to be, otherwise it would levatel everything. I don't think, that's the chumra of the chazanish. I don't think the other place game, you know, we know, definitely not, so, definitely the regular Erevin aren't mapping for this, and it's a chumra.
I think in America,
when it comes to Erevin, people try to be as mapping as possible. But I don't know if everyone goes around and walls off construction sites, and cheshbonos of construction sites and things and all these types of things. It depends on the Erev. Obviously, there are better Erevin than other Erevin.
Is it a construction site to show them a book of the deer?
Right now there's no deer there. So carpet is not only if there's a house. If there's no house there, b'chol.
The deer has to be a house.
Yeah, or a building, but if there's no, if there's nothing there right now, I think construction site. But let's say there's a forest in the middle of the city, or let's say there's a, you know, big empty area,
a lake,
whatever it is. That's Shaila is a park, public park. I know in Miller, it's a public park and a hukaf ladira. Pashas is that lachar is hukaf ladira because everyone uses it. Even if it's not next to a house, or it's not wall, whatever. But if you have just a big useless area, you know, so then that would be a problem according to the Chazanish, which a lot of, you know, big Erevin in cities, I don't know how much they makhmid on that or not. I'm not bucking in actual construction, but that's where this would come in. It's like you have a wild area, undeveloped area, things like that. That's what, you know, that would be an issue.
A construction site, if it's not hukaf ladira, and then they finish the building, so that doesn't remain not hukaf ladira?
Well, it depends if they put a, no, again, I'll tell you what gets complicated. You're talking about hukaf ladira, there's a wall around it. If there's no,
this one right here, it is
taka walled off.
And then they're going to build the building.
Yeah, but they could go. But we're going to see that. We're going to see if you refresh the walls, and that was in Sif Beis. We have time. Another minute or two. I'll just read a. Yeah, I'm going to finish Sif Beis. Let's see if we can do. Ma nikra mukaf ladira ze shabana bo beis dira. What's called mukaf ladira? That's if you build a house. Or shapasach lo pesach ribeisa. Or you open the door. Open the pesach from his house or from any other living area into it. Then you put a wall, and then you built a wall around. That's mukaf ladira. Meaning, you just have to have a house inside, as long as it was planned to go ahead and be usable. So that's mukaf ladira. V'im haya mukaf shelo shem dira. If they put a wall around it for safety or for whatever it was, shelo shem dira, roi to l'hakifa ladira. And you want to go ahead, you want to change its status, ain't tzarech lifrutz it's cool, you don't have to knock the whole wall down, el yifrutz bapirtza, kliosa me'asara, you knock a hole in it bigger than 10 amos, nimtza bayis pasuach bo, below hekef, and it's just considered an open, the wall is bottle, considered an open, just a big opening, yachza v'yigdor, pirtza cool, and you put it up, and you go ahead and fence it up again. Oh, ama yisera al yud amos, or if it's yud amos, you add another ama to it, because you know, if it's already an opening of yud amos, you just knock off another ama. The esra amos pesachin. The esra amos is one pesach. Rehu pasuach. It was self hukas. It was open, and then you enclosed it, and that's okay. In parats ama v'gadra. If you broke an ama, if you open up an ama, and then you closed it up. V'chazor uparatz amad, he went doing that. Eitzel mashagadar, v'chazor asakin ashirashimu la'asara mutter. If you don't want to knock over, open a whole area, you can do piece, and that's okay. Hagav im kasha alav, v'ifrutz akaisel, if it's, can't really knock the wall down. Eish oim d'yachol aniach offer eitzel akaisel, v'chet stadim, you can build up the ground next to the kaisel, from both sides, actually, smite a kais v'goiva yud until it's less than sticking out. It's less than sort of trachim. Erecha va'afar rochav midalid ba'orich yud amos ba'orich hakaisel. It has to be that there's enough dirt that it's dal amos on the side, and then it comes turns into like the ground, and then have a small wall. As the wall has to be yud sar trachim. In ein b'goiva afar eser. If it's not 10 trachim high, in kein habi ki'ilu parat shem akasham ha-koisel, then it's ki'ilu the koisel is it's destroyed. Shal nishar shem sham gvo eser l'mal. I mean, afar, there's no 10 trachim higher than the dirt. V'habi kakaris karpaf, that's considered like the ground of the karpaf. Im choizer lokeach misham achakach. Afar, again, if the heel of the dirt is 10 tefachim, it also turns into a wall. So it has to be that, let's be less than 10 tefachim, that's mevatel. And because the lokeach misham achakach afar, ho bitlo sham shabbos achas, since he left it at one shabbos, and it's batel, that's okay, yeshchokim, the afar lo havi bitlo, putting dirt that doesn't work, and then kain, and also the fnosu loya means he has to mamish mevatel it completely. There's also like in Sukkah the discussion about that, about raising the floor and stuff and whatever. Some say that's based on the Rosh in Sukkah. So therefore there is a machlokas with that. The Gra, you know, the Shikas of Gra is that you can build a new fence on top of the old one, and that would be considered hook of the dira. The problem is if that fence falls down, then the other fence is there, then you have a problem. And we'll just do Gimel Telgavor Asara Dino Karpov. And if you have a hill, which is a hill or higher than that, then that's considered Karpov. And in itself, if you have a hill in the middle of a city, in the middle of an Eruv, that's considered a Karpov. And there's a Shaila of, it's not Mbutra to Betaltal in that area. And you get into Shaila's in Eruvin. And city, if they have a wilderness in the middle of the city, things like that, they're not just like Central Park, but they have, you know, for instance, you know, in LA, they have, you know, mountains in the middle of the city, and they have, you know, other depends on the cities, they have wild areas. So if it's a hill, then it's Dina Kakarpaf, and then, obviously here is a hookah for not hookah if it's a hill, but it's also sort of a taltal there, and Dalalamas.